But first today, the federal government has released the latest snapshot of the consequences of our ageing population. The fourth intergenerational report looks at population and budget projections to the year 2055. The government's set to use it to reinforce its call for cuts to drive the budget back towards surplus. But the figures are already being challenged because the report has factored in government measures like the GP co-payment that it has now scrapped. Political correspondent Louise Yaxley's been there at the lockup, joins me now from Canberra. Louise, what are the key findings?
Well, it tells us that in 40 years' time, the population will have aged and health costs will be higher. They're the sort of things that the intergenerational reports, of course, have been telling us. This is the fourth of these documents, but it gives us more detail on this. So the ageing of the population means there'll be fewer people in the workforce to contribute their taxes to meeting the costs of higher medicines and technology getting more expensive. And an older age profile is expected to keep the growth rate down, the economic growth rate. Specifically, it says that in 40 years, nearly 5% of the population will be 85 or older, and with 40,000 people 100 or older, and there will be more of us, with the population expected to be roughly 40 million compared to around 24 million today. So the key finding is that we're living beyond our means to pay for this ageing population, with spending at the moment exceeding revenue by more than $100 million a day.
So we live longer, but we can't really afford to live longer. And where is the tax take going to come from the younger generation to support that?
Exactly. It looks back 40 years and finds that aged care spending in 1975 was roughly a quarter of what it is today. And in 40 years into the future, it will double again. So it's identifying the budgetary risks of where we're going, and also find some environmental ones, noting there'll be pressure on the Great Barrier Reef, clean air and water with this growing and ageing population.
So is this the intellectual heavy lifting that the government's going to be using to shape what comes up in the next budget?
Well, what this does is paint some scenarios, and that's a little bit different than previous intergenerational reports. And it's doing that to try to convince both the Senate and the broader public that we need to make some adjustments. And because, of course, those adjustments, or the budget that was handed down last year that included these changes, was really unpopular and politically difficult. So
in the context of the recent weeks of difficulties for Mr. Abbott, this is a peculiarly difficult way to explain it, both to the party as well as to the public.
Well, it's a new way of going about it. So what it does is spell out three scenarios. One of them you could call the Labor scenario. That is, it says the policies that were in place before last year's budget, which were obviously Labor's plans, would leave the country in net debt of 122% of GDP in 40 years' time. And in context, it says that's where Greece is now. Then it looks at those things that it has been able to get through the Senate so far. And the big things that it's made, the changes that it has made, include cuts to foreign aid, scrapping the mining tax and its associated spending, and trimming back health spending. And it says that trajectory means that net debt would hit 60% of GDP in 40 years. But then there's the scenario where if it could implement everything from last year's budget, it says that net debt would fall to zero in about 16 years and there'd be surpluses from about 2019-20.
Well, now, very, very briefly, how will this play into the politics of the next few weeks?
Well, really, it is about, as you say, framing the next budget. The government has noted, though, has changed its language a little bit. While it previously talked about budget emergencies, it's quite clearly talking now in about the opportunities that the ageing population offers and trying to win people over to its arguments with a different approach.
Louise Yaxley in Canberra, thank you.